marsh or swamp.
Do you think of a marsh as being salt water or fresh water? Or
not in this area. It'd be more or less a fresh water marsh.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh? Or is there
anything? It's the same as far as I know.
And say if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil.
And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
Do you ever hear of anybody making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No, but I'm sure it's been done.
Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, what your clothes, here. She hands him his clothes and says, here, what, your clothes, here?
Here are your clothes.
Okay. Sam, if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, now there's no need for you to be scared, what's going to hurt you,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you ever say eight?
I hate that word.
I say it all the time.
I was raised by an English teacher. And she didn't allow ain't. My daddy said it, but he got away with it, but we didn't.
So you would never say?
No, I wouldn't say.
Say, if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say no.
It wasn't.
It wasn't what?
Let's see.
What would you?
No, that wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
swatch of cloth.
And say if you went into a store, maybe they had a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And something a woman could wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pins.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
nothing. A dime is not worth much now.
You could say it's two nickels or.
It's two nickels, I guess.
Or
ten pennies. 10 cents.
Okay, another way of saying 10 pennies. Say that
10 cents.
And if it was real cold before you went outside, you could put on your
coat.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
Do you remember when they had a three-piece suit? What were those pieces?
Vest and coat and pants.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
What about something a man could wear if he's working out around the barn?
Overalls.
And say, if you went outside without your coat and you wanted it, you might ask me, would you run inside and what me my coat?
Bring me my coat.
So I'd say, so then I went in and
got the coat.
And what you your coat?
Brought.
Okay, and I say, here I have what you your coat.
I have brought you your coat.
Okay. And you'd say, I tried on the coat to see how well it
fit.
And the matching coat and pants and vest, you'd call that
a suit.
And if you just bought it, it would be a
brand new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope the new shirt won't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Mm-hmm.
What about if she likes to